Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Chris, and you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monorail Rye, and joining me today is the Disney know-it-all himself, River Guide Chris.
Well, thank you, Ryan. I don't know about that, but...
You pretty much know more than me and Claire combined, so... That's what you're getting, buddy.
I'm a nerd.
You are a Disney nerd. That is for sure. All right. Give me one second. I got to readjust here.
You are good.
Sorry. We've been doing housework all day, so I look a hot mess.
And I've been at the fairgrounds all day and look a very hot mess. So
well, you are good. Tell me about those fairgrounds. What are you doing?
So it was the Elko County Fair. Every Labor Day weekend, my hometown has a big fair, including fair food, deep fried Oreos, Indian or Navajo tacos, depending on where you're at, some rodeo competitions. And then the big part for most people is the horse races.
Very nice.
We have
nice.
4 days of horse racing, been out in the hot sun and betting on the horses and just kind of hanging out. So.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, it's always kind of been like a family reunion time and whatnot. Did not enter this year, but they have like the home arts that include your photography and quilting and those kind of things. So
nice. Very nice. Yeah. So this week, it's the two of us. And we decided, you know, we roomed together for 4 whole months. Who really knows who better? Disney edition. We have a list of 10 questions. Well, I have a list of 10 questions. Chris is still working on his. Sorry, this is a last-minute decision, everyone.
What's new?
Last-minute decision. We are going to go back and forth asking each other questions, and we're going to see who can get more right. So do you want me to go first since
I'm
you're still working
you
on your questions?
First, yep.
Question number one. If I had to replace Mickey Mouse with any other Disney character, who would it be? Pluto, Buzz Lightyear, Oswald, or Donald?
I'm going with Donald because that was the first character that came to my mind when you asked that question.
That is the correct answer. Yes, it would definitely be Donald. I would love
That's
to
great.
See how the park would run despite an angry duck.
Oh my gosh.
He's also my fave.
Going back to our Create Our Own Parks episode, that should have been an option.
Yeah, I could. Yeah,
choose a different mascot.
Yes. Well, future episode.
Right.
What's your number one question, Chris?
I'm going to steal the one that you gave me earlier. If I could bring one attraction back to Walt Disney World.
Okay.
What would it be? Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Wait, are you going to use the exact ones
I'm
gave
going
you?
To use two of yours because I agree with them.
Okay, I was like, wait a second.
Great Movie Ride or Mr. Toad's Adventures?
Ooh. I'm going to say Mr. Toad.
You are correct.
Yeah. Because that's what I would do too.
Right.
I'm so upset we got rid of it. It's a must-do at Disneyland.
It absolutely is. Love Mr. Toads.
All right, round two. We're one for one. Of the following, which would I be most upset to get a retheme? Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, Tower of Terror, Space Mountain, or Flight of Passage?
I feel like I'm wrong, but I'm going with Buzz Lightyear.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
The correct answer is Tower of Terror.
Really?
Yes. And the reason for that is we've already rethemed it at Disneyland. So just don't touch Disney Worlds. It's perfect just the way it is.
It's funny because that's kind of what I was thinking, but I was like,
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear, you can redo it, like update it, redo it, make it like Stitch catching the experiment, something like that. Totally fine by me. Number two for you.
Number two for me. My question is, which villain do I want to see in the parks? My issue is I can't only think of one villain right now.
Yzma.
Correct.
Yes! I didn't even need the answers. I knew it.
Literally, Yzma.
Oh, I would love a meet and greet with Yzma.
Right.
It would be hilarious.
I think I would love a meet and greet with Yzma, period. Like, even if you
Yes.
just gave it to me at Oogie Boogie Bash or Mickey's Not So Scary.
I just want her to
Like,
roast me.
right.
Like, I think
So
she'd be so good at roasting.
I would love to meet Sid. I would love to meet Hades, both of which you can meet at Oogie Boogie Bash. But yes, like, we need to bring Yzma into the parks.
I agree. All right, so at the end of round two, Ryan 2, Chris 1. Question number 3. Which of the following would I most like to see get a retheme? Space Mountain, Flight of Passage, Star Tours, or Big Thunder Mountain?
I know how you feel about Space Mountain rethemes, so that one's off the list. For some reason, I'm really leaning towards Flight of Passage, which
Final
I'm
answer.
not sure why. But yes, Flight of Passage is going to be my final answer.
That is correct because I want my Coco ride.
That's why. Yep, I knew there was a reason.
Yes. Let's get on the pepitas and let's just go through the living land of the living land of the dead. The land of the dead. I can't do it. All right.
Oh, it is too late for both of us.
Yes.
So it's funny because my next question was, which ride do I want to see rethemed? Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, Big Thunder Mountain, or my last one is, we've talked about this, Grand
Have
Fiesta
we?
Tour.
Ooh. I want to say it's that, but because you paused and you couldn't think about it.
Because I
And
really just wanted to say the Mexico ride, and I was like, that's not correct.
I know, and I know how much you love the Goofy movie, and I think you want to see that as a retheme, but I also know that you love Rock and Roller Coaster. I'm going with Rock and Roller Coaster.
It is actually Grand Fiesta Tour.
Dang it, I was so close. All
Yes,
right.
we've talked about it. I don't think it will ever happen, but I'm in agreement with you that there are so many other things we could do with that
Yes,
space.
we absolutely could.
Although I
Okay.
do love the three Caballeros.
End of round three, 2-2. We're tied up. Question number four. This is an easy one, in my opinion. Would I rather bring back the Eiffel Tower or the Sorcerer's Hat to Disney's Hollywood Studios?
See, and I think we disagree on this one because I think you say Earful Tower.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
Give
I
me
want
that
the
Eiffel
Sorcerer's Hat
Tower.
back.
I mean, I like the Sorcerer's Hat, but that Eiffel Tower,
You're
love
not
it.
wrong. I should have written that down because I just had a question. Oh, Chris.
Chris, Chris, Chris.
I know, right? Who would I rather meet at the parks?
Me.
Belle. Always you. You and Claire, that's always the answer.
Yes.
But character-wise, Belle, Gaston, or Goofy?
I was going to say Belle, but then you put Goofy in there, so it's going to be Goofy.
I hate to say this.
It's Belle?
It's Gaston.
I
He is
don't
one
it.
of my favorite character meet and greets.
Okay.
Ryan's like, I hate you right now.
No, I don't believe you is what it is.
No, so
You're
here's the
telling
thing.
me, stop, hold up. You're walking in to the Magic Kingdom, Disneyland, whatever. You have Goofy standing in front of you, and you have Gaston in front of you, and you're telling me you're going to Gaston?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
That's what I thought.
But like if I only had time to meet one of them and I had to like go to their location, it would be Gaston. And I think the reason is because I'm not fond of Circus Goofy
Okay.
at Magic Kingdom. Like, that's my least favorite Goofy
I'm
costume.
giving myself half a point
That's fine. I will accept
because
that.
I don't believe your answer.
That's fine.
What I said when they're both in front of you were like,
Okay,
"Oh."
well, when they're both in front of me, that's a different story. But like, thinking about the Magic Kingdom characters, like I just don't like Goofy's costume there.
Okay,
And it's
that's
not my
fair
favorite
enough.
Goofy meet and greet.
Fair enough. All right, so at the end of round four, I have 2.5, you have 3.
Okay.
Question number 5. This is a twofer. If I had to choose Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon, which am I choosing and what's the first thing I'm doing?
Ooh, I don't actually know the answer to this one. For some reason, I feel like you're a Blizzard Beach guy. And I'm not sure why.
You're not sure why?
Like, I don't know why I'm thinking Blizzard Beach. We never did, maybe once did we actually go to the water parks together.
I believe that's correct.
Like, I did the water parks quite a bit, but
I think I went two or three times in my program, and that's it.
yeah. I don't know. I'm going Blizzard Beach, and I can't think of the name of the slide, but it's the giant plunge.
The summit plummet.
Yes, that.
That is correct. Nice job. I'll give you one and a half for that.
That's fine, yeah.
Because
So.
it's a two for a question. So,
No, that's fair.
okay. Get a
Okay,
little
so
half bonus point there.
my question that I couldn't remember earlier finally came back to me.
Yeah.
Which country do I want to most, let's phrase that properly, Stevenson. Which country would I want to add to Epcot? Is it Australia? Or is
Austria. No, just kidding.
it? No, like I'm
Yeah,
blanking on the name. I am so tired this week because there's a ride that I want to add, and this is the reason why. And of
it's
course, now you
whatever
already
this
know this.
country is that you can't think of.
No, because I also have a ride for Australia too.
Oh, okay.
But the country that I could not think of was Switzerland.
Ooh, I think you went Switzerland anyway.
You would be correct.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
Do
you're a
you,
Switzerland
for
guy.
an extra half point, do you know what ride I would add?
Why do I feel like it's Brave?
It is not Brave.
Okay, what is
Especially
it?
because that's Scotland.
Whatever. It's all up there, okay?
I would add the Matterhorn. I would legit bring the Matterhorn to like
That's a good one.
the pavilion. Yes.
That's a good one. I like it. End of round, what are we? Five?
Hope so.
You have four and a half. I have three and a half. All right. Number six. If I had to get rid of one monorail color, which would it be? Coral, peach, yellow, or green?
Trying to think back, Monorail Yellow is sticking out in my head, and I know it's because you and Molly talked about it in episode three. But I can't remember if that was. I remember that Molly doesn't like Monorail Yellow because it's too tall for her. I remember
Yes, the
this.
buttons, yes.
But I can't remember if that was the one you hated the most. For some reason, Coral is sticking out in my mind as the one you hate the most. So that's going to be my final answer.
Coral is incorrect. Coral was not out at all during our program. She was under refurb. You would have been correct with yellow.
Okay. Damn.
Now I'll give you a half a bonus point if you can tell me what color I want to replace it with. Navy, periwinkle, fuchsia, or space gray?
I want it to be periwinkle, but I think it's space gray.
Oh, it was periwinkle.
It was periwinkle.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Bring back some of the original colors without it being the original colors, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Coral's already close enough.
That's fair.
What's your question number six? We only got four more after this.
I know, right? This one's gonna. If I could eliminate one form of Disney transportation,
Ooh.
what would it be? Skyliner, monorail, boats, or buses?
That's tough. Because I don't think you want to get rid of buses. Because you were a bus greeter, you wouldn't have had a
Right.
job. I don't know why, but I want to say Skyliner.
Is not correct.
Oh, is it boats?
It's monorail.
We're not friends anymore.
I know. I love the monorail at Disneyland. The monorail at Walt Disney World gives me anxiety, and I don't know why.
Because
Other than I think all of your horror stories.
Okay, it wasn't that bad.
But I think it's that and like
I only ever had, I think, one horror story, and it was with Yellow.
okay, fair enough. I think my other issue, and this would make Skylander like the second one that would need to go, is my fear of getting stuck like somewhere along the beam
Yeah.
where you have to bring in like the fire department and the big engine to like get us down.
Yeah, see, I was thinking you were going to say Skylander because our program, the Skylander, wasn't there. And like the boats, I feel like you like because that's a true like Disney thing. And I thought the monorail was the same thing. Like it was a true Disney
Which is why
icon.
I feel guilty even saying monorail, but yeah, if I had to eliminate one, it would be monorail,
Yeah. And I knew you were going to say buses because
which makes
let's
me
be
sad
real.
because then Ryan wouldn't have had a job.
Yeah, I would get rid of buses. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you.
I feel like there's so many better ways to get around other than buses. Like they're great, but I feel like Disney can come up with something that like is better than a bus. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
That there is an option, and I wish they would do it. And I hope that they do it at Disneyland.
They might. People mover?
People mover.
They might. All right, so neither of us scored around or scored any points that round. So at the end of round six, it is still 4.5 to 3.5. You're ahead by one. Ooh, wait. I don't know if I'm going to ask that question. I have 11. I don't think I'm going to ask this one because I think I'm just not going to. No, I'm not going to do that one. Okay.
Gonna have to hear what this is after we're done recording because now I'm
It'll
curious.
be a bonus. All
Okay.
right. If I could only eat one Disney snack for the rest of my life, what would it be? A Mickey bar, a Mickey pretzel, a churro, or a Dole Whip.
Well, I know that I'm Mr. Dole Whip. That's not like your favorite treat. I know that. I'm torn between pretzel and churro. And like I know Claire is Miss Mickey Pretzel, but I feel like you're on that same boat for some reason. Yeah, I'm going with pretzel, final answer.
Pretzel is correct. The order would go, if you want to know, Mickey
Excuse me.
Pretzel, Mickey Bar, Dole Whip, Churro. I do not like fried dough.
Really?
Really?
I did not know that about you.
Yep. If there is a Churro cart, I will walk right past it. I have no interest.
Okay.
Yep. What do you got for number seven?
Okay. So I'm going to. The question is, what is my favorite mountain? Space, Big Thunder, or I'm going to say Splash because none of us have been on Tiana's yet. Or Everest.
Everest.
Yes. Now,
Ha.
for half point bonus, out of the Magic Kingdom mountains, what is my favorite mountain?
Big Thunder.
Splash.
Splash.
Splash. I love me some Splash Mountain.
I do too. I do too. I don't know why. I was thinking Big Thunder, but I don't know why I was thinking that because you and I literally never really did Big Thunder that often because I'm not a
Right.
Big Thunder
No.
fan. I'll
Like
do it, but
we'd go in every once in a while and be like, we're gonna do all the mountains today.
yeah,
But it was very
it was,
rare.
yes, it was normally Splash Space and that
Everything
was
else.
it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, end of round seven. Chris, 5.5. Wait, you got mine right? So you should have 6.5. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
And I have 4.5. I'm down by two.
Are you on my two? Because you have the point for mine.
Yeah, I think I gave it to
Okay.
myself. Okay, I'm down by two somehow. Whatever.
You're gonna be editing this. You're gonna be like, nope, I was
I
not
was
down by two.
wrong.
I was
That's
only down
like
by one.
when we were doing our wedding one or whatever. And I was like, oh, this number, and I like re-listened to it later and I'm like, what was I doing? Like my math
The
was
math was
so
not
off. It
mathing.
was not. I think I
That's
said
funny.
like I got away with mine for like what $7,500 and I did the math again and I was like, it's 11,000. What am I doing? Like I don't know. Whatever.
That's
Okay.
funny.
Question number eight. If I had to retheme an entire park, which would it be? Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, or Animal Kingdom? And what would I retheme it to as a bonus? Pixar, Marvel, an actual City of Tomorrow, or a Villains Park?
Thought I had this till you threw in the bonus question.
Well, what would you say in the first place? Which one?
Okay, so the first question was studios, final answer.
That's when I would retheme.
That is what you would retheme.
Okay.
But now you got me questioning whether or not it's Epcot because of your city of tomorrow. But no, we are going to go final answer, Hollywood Studios, and you would retheme
Half a point to you.
Pixar. Okay.
So I would get rid of Epcot and it would be Pixar.
I'm slightly offended.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I just don't like that it's one park that's technically two. Like
I
the way
don't
the
like
lands
that.
work, it just, I don't know.
I don't
I'd
like that
rather.
it's one park that's technically two, but only one part of the park actually matters anymore.
I feel like the World Showcase could be like a downtown area somewhere, and then everything in the front could just be gone. So what I would do, I would just make the countries like a little downtown area. Don't charge admission, just make it like a Springs.
Okay. Interesting.
That's what I would
Sorry, the
do.
wind like just really picked up outside. I'm like watching the trees.
You're good. You're good.
Don't have
Number
another question
eight.
for you right now.
Oh no.
I know. I just blanked.
You didn't write these down?
I got two coming to you right now. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. You
Is
need two, so.
that all I need is two?
Yes.
Oh, good. What is my favorite drink? A Joe's margarita, a Dole Whip float with rum, or the good old-fashioned Coca-Cola?
I'm gonna say Joe's margarita.
You are correct.
Yeah. I was gonna say it
Oh.
better be Joe's margarita.
It is followed very closely by the Dole Whip float with rum that you can get in Animal Kingdom, though.
Yes, and the only reason I didn't say that is because I was like, you know what? Chris would just be happy with the Dole Whip as it is, so it doesn't need the rum.
You're not wrong.
We go to Joe's, okay?
We go to Joe's.
We go
Although,
to Joe's, okay?
our next trip, we have to go to Mexico
Yeah, we gotta go to La Cava.
because you have not been yet.
No, I have not.
And then
Question
we go
number.
to Joe's.
Yes. Question number nine. Which of the following resort hotels do I have no interest in staying at? The Riviera, Wilderness Lodge, Grand Moff Low, or the Beach Club?
If it's not Grandma Flo, we are going to have issues.
It is the Grand Moff Low.
Okay. I was like, I don't know you if it's not Grandma Flo.
I could care less.
They do have a fantastic club level.
That's what you keep
Don't think
telling
I would
me.
ever, don't think I would ever spend the money to do it though. What is my favorite animal at Animal Kingdom?
The
Is it the white?
Gibbons.
That was literally the first option. Is it the white cheek Gibbons?
That's that one.
Okay.
Am I right?
It's actually the Sumatran tiger, but
Oh, okay.
I do
Fine.
love me my white cheek
I was like,
Gibbons.
it's the Gibbons. I didn't need any other question, any other answers.
Gibbons do follow very closely behind the Sumatran tiger, but I love that tiger.
Okay, so at the end of round nine, you have eight, so you've only missed one. I
Wow.
have one, two, three, four, five and a half. So you know me much better than I know you. And
In
here we
my defense,
go.
I think I've missed more than one, but your bonus points have added up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, last one. Where on Disney property would I like to see the House of Mouse take over?
Ooh.
Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, the Sci-Fi Dine-In, It's Tough to Be a Bug, or America Gardens Theater?
Okay. So I'm just going to process elimination this one. You're not touching Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. You
Correct.
love Laugh Floor way too
I would
much.
never. It is holy ground, okay?
It's tough to be a bug is too small for the house of mouse, at least in what I think you would want to do with it. Because I know with what I would want to do with it, it is too small. I don't even remember this. Oh, the Garden Theater. It could be, but I'm leaning towards sci-fi.
That is correct, because I do
Okay.
not like the atmosphere of sci-fi at all.
See, I was not aware of that. Well, I think we've talked about that like once, but.
Yes, I love the food. I think the food is phenomenal. I do not like the atmosphere. I do not like the way it's set up. I don't like that there's couples in front of you, couples behind you. Don't like it.
Yeah,
It's
no,
very
that's fair.
awkward.
Also, like, I'm sorry, but Disney is failing as a company by not touching House of Mouse
I know.
in any way, shape, or form.
Put
Bring it
it
to Disney Plus.
on Disney Plus.
Put it in the parks. There's so many fun things we could do with that.
Literally. Even if it's a theme night.
Right? Oh, that would be amazing. That is an after-hour event I would pay for.
Yeah. Bob,
Okay.
Bobby boy, if you're listening, DCP and Ottermouse Pod on Instagram, DM us. All right,
We have
thanks.
lots of ideas for you. Ryan
We
is
do.
a future Imagineer.
I would love to be, but I probably will never be.
That's fair.
PTA at your service. Pediatric, nonetheless.
Right.
Last one for you, Chris, number 10.
Okay. Which resort do I want to stay at? Is it Riviera?
Yes.
Beach Club?
Yes.
Should be which resort do I want to stay at the most? The Contemporary or the Polynesian?
Ooh.
Bungalow.
Polly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely the Poly.
So you ended up with 9. I ended up with 6.5. So you know me much better. Congratulations. You are the winner of this game. All right. Do you want to hear my bonus one?
I do want to hear your bonus one.
If I had to retire one of the Fab Five, who would it be?
Am I going to have to fight you?
Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, or Daisy? I don't really remember my answer to this. I'm between two of them, I'll be honest. I'm between two of them.
I feel like I'm going to have to fight you. Because we obviously know it's, you said Mickey, Goofy, Daisy,
And Minnie.
and Minnie. Well, I mean, you've already tried to retire Mickey once today.
I did.
But I feel like you're going to tell me Goofy.
I feel like when I made this forever ago, it probably was Goofy, but honestly, I wouldn't be mad if we got rid of Minnie. What does she do? Goofy at least has like a movie.
But what does Daisy do?
Daisy's got the sass of a queen,
I
okay?
was gonna say, don't get me wrong, I love me some Daisy.
Daisy can do no wrong. Like, you go out there and you break a
My
heel.
gosh,
Like, that is Daisy. I don't.
I yes, I can see that. Okay, do you
Minnie would
remember
be
when
like,
you
oh, no.
I don't know. There are times where I absolutely adore Minnie, and there are times where I'm like, I agree with you. She kinda meh.
She's just there. Okay, can I tell you what my beef with Goofy is, though?
Yes.
I don't think they portray Goofy as Goofy. I think they
Okay.
portray him, they make him look like a bumbling idiot.
Yes, they do.
And to me, that is not funny. Like, if you want him to be truly goofy, let him be goofy. Don't make him look dumb.
Goofy goes through phases. Like, if you
Yes.
watch the old shows, the old like Goofy shorts, some of them make him look like a mumbling idiot. Some of them are actually Goofy.
Yeah. But in Mickey and Minnie's, they make him look like an idiot.
Yes. Like
And I
in
feel
the
like we're in a time now that we should be more sensitive to that. Sorry, this is my reasoning on why I'm not a Goofy fan. I don't
No, I can
think
see that. That's
for how
fair.
progressive Disney tries to be, they are not progressive with Goofy.
That's fair. I'll give you that. The old slapstick humor is not as funny as it used to be.
Yes. Give me the good
Kind of a serious guy.
one-liners, like make him goofy, like
I don't
silly.
mind. I don't mind some slapstick. I don't mind some like, whoop, I slipped on a banana peel or what, like,
Yes.
that kind of stuff. But yes,
Like make him ditzy. Don't make him
there are episodes
stupid.
where he looks stupid. You're
Yeah.
not wrong.
Make him
So,
ditzy. Like if you made
yes.
him ditzy, I would be much more of a goofy stan. That's all
It's
I'm gonna
funny.
say.
Never thought about that before. That's a good. It's a good point. Well,
There's
this
my
was
hot
fun.
take for the day. This was fun. Congratulations on winning. Sorry that I
Thank you.
don't like your favorite main character, but
That's okay. You know what? You have a good reason for not liking him. Like,
yes.
it's not the normal goofy hate.
Correct. It's not that I
So,
don't like Goofy and think he's just the worst. It's just I don't like the way he's portrayed.
yes.
So, Disney, do better. That's all I gotta
Okay.
say.
I have to take a moment. Right now, I think my favorite character is Deadpool.
Oh my gosh,
And
yes.
it is because of how much he is like bashing Disney in their own parks.
Yes, it's hilarious. You know who
It is
else
quite
I think
great.
is so underrated? It's Clarabelle.
Yeah.
Like, talk about like the town gossip. Hello, let's get her back in this.
I need to get to Disneyland and go see Toontown since they've redone it.
It's really, really cute. They've done a really good job with it.
And I feel like they could do a lot of fun things, like bring Clarabelle and some of those other characters
Oh yeah. She was
in
actually
that
meeting
area.
in DCA when we were there, but I didn't meet
Interesting
like we didn't
choice.
do a lot of meet and greets, but
Right. Yeah, well, you're not, I mean, you enjoy your meet and greets, but that's not like you weren't at the park for meet and greets that
yes,
trip.
I enjoy my meet and greets. Justin is like, "Let's do rides." And I'm like, "All
Yeah.
right. That's fine. I like doing rides too." So
Yes, no, we enjoy our
now, if
rides,
it's Chip
but
and Dale, he'll be like, let's go.
well, of course.
Other than that, he doesn't care.
I got to see them in their Rescue Ranger outfits
Did
on my
you?
second program.
Oh, that's
Yes,
awesome.
it was great.
That's cool.
But okay, I will
All
let you
right.
go.
Yes, as always, friends, thank you for listening. Hopefully, you learned some new things about Chris and I. If you're not already following us on Instagram, go ahead and hit that follow button. It's DCP Anonymous Pod on Instagram, or you can always email us with questions, comments, ideas for future podcasts at dcpanonymous@gmail.com.
Correct.
And until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris, and you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous podcast. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.